Reprisal slaughter continues in northern Nigeria. Profitable businesses mean hope for the future around the world. And as it turns out, clean water is a conduit for the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Muslim gangs are engaged in a deadly hunt for Christians in northern Nigeria. Open Doors' Carl Muller says two Christian journalists were killed 5 days ago in a village near the flashpoint city of Jos. What's more, the killers boasted about it.
They were stabbed to death by Muslim youths that later called one of our relationships there with the Church of Christ in Nigeria and said, "We have killed all of them. You can do your worst."
The victims will be buried tomorrow. The message of their deaths is unnerving.
This is the kind of religious reprisal killing that the Muslim extremists are exacting on the Christian community there that is truly chilling.
Why? Mueller explains.
These are not just crimes of passion. This is intentional attempts to terrorize and to eliminate Christian presence in the northern part of Nigeria.
Well, this kind of persecution scares weaker Christians into silence, Mueller says.
There are those that deserve our prayers and our support right now who are still boldly witnessing for the cause of Jesus Christ there.
Meanwhile, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Price of Life campaign was a lifesaver for many. Campaign forerunner York Moore says the week-long campaign against human trafficking was multifaceted.
Our goal was to literally set slaves free, to address state and federal law, but we also want to see people set free from the slavery to sin.
The campaign effectively gained support from U.S. representatives for the Child Compact Act, a bill to protect children from sex slavery. The campaign also preached the gospel.
At the end of the day, we have to ask ourselves, what is it in the human heart that actually motivates us to commoditize people for profit, for pleasure? So that's really where Jesus Christ comes in. We have to ask the hard spiritual questions if we're ever going to stem this evil before it takes root in our time again.
After addressing these spiritual issues in the campaign, more than 300 students came to faith in Christ. Pray for these new believers and for continued headway in the fight on slavery. You're listening to Mission Network News. Last year, Compassion International celebrated the 1 millionth child sponsored through their ministry. Compassion's president, Wes Stafford, says Compassion was created by God for such a time as this. He says while the ministry is providing for the physical needs of kids, their spiritual well-being is also being addressed.
Every single day now, with the size that Compassion has become, our research tells us every single day, 500 children accept Jesus Christ as their Savior.
The great news is the kids are coming to Christ because of their connection to the local church, not because of the Compassion moniker. He says,
our hope by maintaining a pretty low profile in these settings is that the people of that community will come to that local body of believers and say, why do you care? Why do you love my child? And it gives God's people the chance to really speak the gospel.
Your help is needed to replenish their emergency fund depleted by natural disasters around the world. Meanwhile, in many of the impoverished countries around West Africa, business endeavors fail without proper funds or training, and the future looks bleak. Since 2006, Global Advance has been partnering with Kingdom Business Network of Cameroon to teach accounting, marketing, management, and biblical worldview in business. Many in the area now have profitable businesses. Ultimately, they're practicing the Great Commission wherever they are. Pray for God's continual blessing as hope is restored. And clean water is a conduit for the gospel in Burkina Faso. Living Water International is partnering with the Daraga team of Burkina Faso, which has planted churches in over 25 villages. The team recently added well rehabilitation and building to their ministry and watched evangelism explode. 12 new members were recently added to a church in one community just from having a worship at the well night. Pray that more people will commit to Christ from this ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope's making available the free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found through Christ, through the Book of Hope, as the light of the gospel is changing lives. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.